Good afternoon, this is Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. As expected, both of Alaska's U.S. senators voted to acquit President Trump yesterday, helping their fellow Republicans end the impeachment trial with not guilty verdicts. Alaska Public Media reports that Senator Dan Sullivan has not taken reporters' questions about impeachment, but yesterday issued a statement for the record and a 10-minute video aimed at Alaskans.
I voted against overturning the 2016 vote of millions of Americans and tens of thousands of Alaskans.
For much of the video, Sullivan criticizes House Democrats for the impeachment process and defends the Senate's decision not to call new witnesses. Sullivan also defends the president's right to pursue investigations in Ukraine, but the senator does offer some measured disapproval of Trump.
Were the president's actions perfect? No. Despite having the authority to investigate corruption in Ukraine and investigate Burisma, I believe the president should have requested such an investigation through more official and robust channels.
Sullivan has some background in foreign policy, having worked at the National Security Council and the State Department. In his longer statement, Sullivan included a sentence critical of Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani, saying he may have undermined the Trump administration's broader foreign policy goals in Ukraine.
But none of this even remotely rises to the level of an offense that merits removing the President of the United States from office.
Senator Lisa Murkowski has called the president's actions, quote, shameful and wrong. Hillcore Alaska is partnering with a statewide charitable foundation to distribute millions in corporate employee donations to nonprofit organizations. The arrangement was announced this week and is expected to provide a new stream of money for Alaska charities for years to come and help make up for potential losses as BP, a philanthropic leader, exits the state. The oil giant, which is selling its assets to Hillcore, reportedly gave away about $4 million to Alaska charities in 2018. As much as $5 million in contributions from Hillcore and its employees is anticipated to be allocated over the next 12 months. That's according to the Alaska Community Foundation, which made the announcement this week. Hillcore is seeding the new program with a donation of $2,500 for every Alaska employee to allocate. In future years, Hillcore will match employee donations up to $2,000, according to a news release. For more on today's stories or others, visit KUAC.org or newsminer.com. This is Gary Black.